dingo's kidneys. There must be some way of getting off this planet other than getting high.
You've been saying that for 2 years.
Well, have I? Well, it must be true, then.
You've got all that electric hitchhiking equipment in your satchel, and none of it seems to do a dicky bird.
We're just too far from the space lanes. The range is limited. Wait. I've got it.
What, an answer?
Why, it's a lateral thinking problem, isn't it? Hmm? We just have to sidle up to the problem sideways when it's not looking and pounce.
Well?
I just knocked the bottle of wine over.
Have you got an answer?
No, but I've got a different name for the problem.
Oh, let's have a drink. Here's another bottle.
Yes, all right. No, no, look, every time we get to this point, we just have another drink till we're totally slammed, and then next day start all over with...
What's the matter?
Arthur, look!
What are you looking at?
Yeah, it's only a bloody spaceship, isn't it? It's only hovering in the air 100 yards from us.
It looks very unreal, doesn't it? Mm. Sort of ghostly.
Yeah. We've been rescued! Come on, let's celebrate. Pass that bottle.
Right, here.
Where did it go?
What, the bottle?
No, the spaceship.
What?
It's gone. The bloody thing's gone.
Where did it go?
It just sort of winked out of existence.
Vanished.
Here.
What?
Take the bottle, I can't face it.
Ford?
Yeah?
It's there again.
So it is. Well, what's going on?
It just came again. Pop. It comes and goes like magic.
I'll tell you our trouble, mate. We're too sober by half. Come on, I will have that drink. I think I just...
Christ, it's gone again.
What is it? Some kind of deputation from Galactic Alcoholics Anonymous?
What do you mean by that?
Well, haven't you noticed? Every time I put down the bottle, it appears. And every time I pick it up again, it disappears. Look, I put it down... There it is.
It's back again.
I pick it up and poof.
It's gone.
Here.
Gone.
Here.
Gone.
See? It works.
But that's mad.
Well, mad it may be, mate, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm not touching another drop of your filthy elderflower stuff till we're safely out of this solar system. That's it. I've got it.
It's an intelligence test.
Yes. No, it isn't. It isn't at all. Because that suggests someone's doing it deliberately. And that's not it. Oh. No. There's a time paradox going on. Mm-hmm. We're caught at the crossroads of two alternative futures. You see?
No.
No, I thought you wouldn't. Listen, the ship first appeared when I said, you know, let's actually sit down and work out this problem of getting off this planet, right?
Yes.
And then every time we reached for the bottle instead, or just expected the problem to solve itself, the ship... disappeared.
Right.
So, in one of the alternative futures, we work out a way of signalling to a ship, which then returns through time to pick us up. And in the other alternative, we just get drunk and ignore the problem, so no solution, no ship. I wonder what Rooster would do.
Who's Rooster?
Mate of mine. Another researcher on the guide. Great little thinker, Rooster. Great hitcher. He's a guy who really knows where his towel is.
Knows what?
Where his towel is.
Why should he want to know where his towel is?
Everybody should know where his towel is.
I think your head's come undone.